We are learning Masechtas Chul and Daf Kuf Lamed Aleph Amud Beis. We are starting three lines from the top with Daf Kuf Lamed Aleph Amud Beis. Zokta Gemara. Levi Zara B'Kishar. Levi planted in a city called Kishar, and he had to give Matnas Aniyim. Have Aniyim, L'mishka Leket. There was no Aniyim to take the Leket. So he's going to leave it out in the field and get spoiled. Also, Kamei Darav Sheish, Shama Alei, Lo'oni V'Leger Tazim V'Yisam. You have to leave it for Oni V'Ger, V'Loi Lo'arvim, not for the ravens, L'Loi Lachlafim, not if you don't leave it for the birds, or to get ruined. Take it in to keep it for yourself. It's only for Oni and Ger when they're around. They're not around, don't waste it. Take it for yourself. Meisvei, when I say Kash on this halacha, Eim Avim Truma, you don't bring the person who's harvesting his fields. He doesn't have to bring the truma loy megurin liyir, not from a silo to the city, but midbar liyishuv to bring the yishuv. The kohen has to come to him to pick it up. I don't have to bring it to you. When main shom kohen, no kohen there. Soich a para, he hires a para, mevia and brings it. Play hefset because of hefset, and he charges the kohen for the price of delivery, but he shouldn't let it get roomed. So the gemara's kasha is that what do you mean? Let it not be truma. You just said that if you don't have anyone to give it to, it's not leket. See also. If you know kind to give it to, it shouldn't be a chi of chuma. So the Gemara, no, chuma is shiny, chuma tavla. You have to mafresh a chuma in order to make it not tavel. Once you mafresh a chuma, even though it's no kain, I can't say I'm going to eat it myself because now it has a kedusha chuma. So there's no choice. Bar leket has no kedusha, so don't pick it up. Okay, I'll keep it myself. But chuma, I don't have a choice. I can't not be mafresh it because I'm tavel. If I mafresh it, I cannot eat it now because it's chuma. Therefore, there it's different. There, I have no choice. And there, you just hire a para and bring it to the city and charge the kain for that. Break the Gemara. Vare matonis loy tavli, matonis is not tavel, but tayunt in a braisa. Mokum shenogu limloy b'agolim, in a place where the minig is that they eat the skin of their agolim, their calves, their veal, the young calves, they eat the skin. How do they do it? They flash, cook it with hot water, takes off the hair, and then they eat it. So there, lo yifshe the zraya. When you're giving the zraya to the kayin, usually you're not mechuyev to give the ar of the zraya. But here, since in your city you treat it as meat, you have to give the zraya. It's midin derabanan, the Balamar says. You give it midin derabanan, you have to give it to the kohen with the skin. If the minig there is, the hafshis are roish, even in a place where they mafshit the roish, lo yafshit is a lechi, but the head, you can't take off the skin, because Allah is, we'll learn from a drasha soon, that even the hair of the head goes to the kohen. V'mein shem kohen, this is the part we want, v'mein shem kohen, ma'anis v'damim, you figure how much it's cost, v'oichon, you eat it, and you figure out that money, you give it to the kohen, perhaps the kohen. So the kasha is, you see, that you do have to worry about it. There's no coin there, I keep it, there's no coin. And you see, no, you have to make sure you give the coin the money value. So the Rosh Hashanah, the Nesina Ksiv Bey. It says, Losh Nesina. And the other thing is Tazav. It's different than Tazav and Nesina. Tazav means leave it. If don't leave it to, I keep it. But Nesina means I have to give it to him. I have to find the coin to give it to. Hashta Aslahachi, Chumanami, Nesina Ksiv Bey. The whole cash is not from Chum either, because it says Nesina. Well, Tazav is Seri Lomali. The problem is, it says extra Tazav. Extra taza a few times by leket, says in Kedosh to you, and it says by Shara Kesef, it says leket. So why need an extra taza? So we thought maybe it's coming to Marba, Matnois, Kahuna, and Truma, but we're saying not. So what's the extra taza for? So the one look at time, the following Bryce, Mafka is Karma, someone's Mafka is Kerem, and Walt's Hefka is not Machayev in Leket Shechapeya. Well, Shachar, no one picked it up, so no one went that was kind of the Kerem, the vineyard, so the next morning he said, I want it back. He went the next morning and he took it back and he harvested it. You have all those matanos or potam and amaisras. What's the difference? Because by all those things, it says extra tazav to teach us. Like Rashi says, "Ahani tazav v'seir d'chsev kulu la'suye hefker hefker kaigav v'dahodi yivzachbei." Even though it was hefker and it became potter, when he's zoich again, it becomes chayiv again. Learn the parts of the tazav. Hashenke maiser doesn't say loshon tazav, and therefore there you take a potter. So I'll tell you a story like this. Who Saka the Dinri? There was this bag of coins that was sent to the Beis Medrash for tzedakah, for the kail. The also Rav Joshua. Kadim Rav Ami zachah behem. Rav Ami went and took the whole thing. It was given for the whole Beis Medrash. Don't take for yourself. It should be given out. So I'll tell you, Rav Ami nami laniyim zachah behem. Rav Ami was zachah for aniyim. V'boyisim v'no teres, odom choshev shani. That he was supposed to be supported as the odom choshev. It's not in the Brai. So I call you a godom achav. That says she got menoy b'chachma v'oisher. The kohen gadol was to be bigger than everyone else in noy chachma and oisher. And acher meimrim menayim shvein loy. If he doesn't have enough money, she'ach kind of gadol meisoy, ach kind of make him rich. Tamaloy ma kohen gadol echav gadlo m'shachav. The brothers make him rich. So here also, He says like this, you're supposed to make me rich. And Kol Shekein, if it comes my Alma, so therefore I can take it, because your job is, I'm the Reish Kailul, to make me the Goyen Gadol V'Achav, to support me and to give me a lot of money. And therefore, I can take it. So two pshat to me, they took it the Zeich L'Aniyim, or because Adam Chashav in this context means that he's the Gadol V'Achav, and he should be Gad Leil V'Achav. Just like a Kohen Gadol, he's supposed to make him rich. Here also, the Talmidim is supposed to make him rich, and therefore, Vatav Kosma Alma, they should support him. Zok the Mishnah, last Mishnah in the parak. Zok the Mishnah, Ezua, Zeraya. What is the Zeraya exactly? We know Zeraya, Lechayim, Vekev, go to the Koy. What is the Zeraya? The forearm. Which part of the forearm? In the forearm, there are three, and all legs of the behemoth, there are three sections, three limbs. So these are the top two. Mina parak shalaku, from the knee, ad kav shiyad, until the shoulder, which is two bones, two parts, two chalakim of the hand. Vuhusha nazim, by Zeraya, Beshel of a nazir, is also the same thing. And connect the regal shaykh, and also by a shaykh, the chaz of a shaykh, which is the back leg, the hind leg, that also the two chalakim are part of the chaz of a shaykh. No, shaykh is less. Shaykh is ma'aparek shalakuva shaykh shalakuva. It's the middle bone, from the knee until the next joint, but not to the shoulder. The middle bone is the shaykh. Ezu lechi. So we know what Zeraya is, and we know what Zeraya is. What's the lechi? Ezu lechi. It's the whole bottom of the jaw until the top of the windpipe. Until the top of the windpipe, that all goes to the coin, including the tongue. That all goes to the coin. So, and the keva is obviously the stomach. Turn around. We're going to talk about that also. Turn around. Hazaraya, it says in the pasuk, Hazaraya l'chaim keva, Zezraya min. That's the right hand. I don't mean Zezraya min, I know Zezraya smell, means the left hand. Tabla Hazaraya, Matamuda, what is it? Hazaraya, actually, hey, how do you see that? Kedama Rava, like Rava said, by Gira Nasha, according to Rav Yehuda holds, that's only the right one. Hayerech, means Hayemunus of Yerech, the right of the Yerech, which means the unique Yerech, which is the right one. Hakanami Hazaraya, Hayemunus of Zeraya, the special Zeraya, the special Zeraya. I don't know what the English word is, how they touch it in the art school, but like the unique part of Zeraya. If you can look at it, what is it? Extinguish. Yeah. Extinguish, that means the right one. So what's the hey? Just means the hair of the head of the sheep, v'sarash v'zakat yashim, and the beard of the yashim, that's the zakah, I think it's the yashim zakah, the zakah of the yashim is the beard. So it gets the hair also, like I said before, the skin also goes, of the lechi goes, of the head also goes to the kain. Va'akeva l'mayos, what's the hay of the keva? L'havi chelo shel gabi keva, the fat of the gabi keva, which is actually mechagas tanoim, if you're allowed to eat that, but at least it means that you can use it just like you use sar. Sar, you don't eat sar, you use the chelov. Chelov shel keva, which is mechagas allowed to eat it, that goes to the kohen. V'chelov shel b'secha keva. Now, the question is, there's just no chelov in a keva. So it means v'cholov shel b'secha keva. The milk inside the keva, that goes to the kohen as well. Don't remember Shua, kehanim nogu ba'an yafa, v'nastu lo ba'ilim. The kehanim nogu ba'an yafa, they let the ba'an keep it. Time with the nogu, haloi nogu the dehu, it'll be his. So you see, that's what we marvel. So marvel three things. Hazaraya is right. Lechi is the hair, including the skin. And ha keva is the chalev and the chalev. Darshi chamuras yoimrim, they used to darshi about this pasuk, that Zeraya, this one, when Pinchas killed Cosby, so he got this special matana, and this the matana is Zeraya chayim keva. And it was connected to things he did. Hazaraya connected to hayad. And this will also answer why the right hand, why the right one. They took a spear in his hand. This is Pinchas. Pinchas follow pasuk and tell him that he daven. Keva k'mashma, because it says kevasa, that he stuck the spear into the kevasa. So therefore, it's the right hand. Why? Rashi explains, because when someone does machama, he does it with the right hand. So it's after the yad of Pinchas, so it's the right hand. So that's the second shot on the right hand. This is talking about by Chaz of a Shoyk. It says there, Shoyk Yamin. And it says also, Lashon Titnu Truma Lakayim Zimcha Shemechem. We dash in extra words here. Enel Shoyk Yamin. Zeroyah Mekdashim Nayin. Hainu by Zeroyah B'Shele. It's the right hand. Talmud Truma. Zeroyah Chulin Menayin. Talmud Titnu. It says Titnu, that's why it's Marbe. Even Chulin, it's the right hand. And Truma means Zeroyah B'Shele. That's something you pick up and down. So the extra words, Truma and Titnu, by Chaz of a Shoyk. There was extra words by Shoyk teaching us the right hand also first two, chulin and by nazir, ezu lechi, and a perek shel lechi v'apikas hageres. Told the top of the windpipe. Vatanya noit la beis shchita ima. You take the beis shchita also. Beis shchita is lower than the koiva than the top, because you're not a shech there. So it must be part of the windpipe as well. Goes to the koyin. Like Kasha or Rabbanu or Rav Chinam and Tignes, about the same place. But Rav Chinam and Tignes hold you allowed to do shchita in the top in the Megremis is kosher, and you allowed to do So the Tanya Megremes Psula, Hey Rachni Matingas, Al Megremes Ukshera. The Megremes means you do Shchita in the wrong place. It means on top of the Kaiva, you could do Shchita there. So that's why it's there, he holds kosher, therefore it's based on Shchita. That's not a good Shchita there. My Ima the Behema, says that the base of Shchita goes with the Behema. Ima means Ima stays with the Behema. That's what it means. Avada, you only give the Kayin the top, but the windpipe stays with the Behema. Hadra Allah, Chazeroyev Lachiayim, Belina.